Any event, anytime, anywhere in the U.S. If you're looking for portable displays and graphics for any convention, conference, party, home show, job fair, photo backdrop, even DJ sets, ExpoNet USA is here to provide the best pricing and service for all your printed branding and marketing needs. With printing facilities on both sides of the country and well-connected in the middle, ExpoNet USA makes things happen without the huge rush fees or high shipping costs. Hey, Hagerstown, you've got a guy. Call Display J at 301-378-9363. Graphic design services are available as well. Visit us at www.exponetusa.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show. Podcasting and broadcasting about news, views, local business and events, health, pop culture, everything and nothing. And now, here's your host, Jay Hutch.
All right, Rant and Ray, The Hub Show, your host Jay Hutch. I'm back, and guess who's back? Monkia Shea Lewis, the one man, one woman HR machine, be it success services,
that's
is back.
Right. Yeah. Hello, everybody.
I thought we bounced pretty well last time, so I brought you back in to see how we can keep this thing going. Lots of other things to talk about. Lots of things going on around here. We're going to have the mayor, Devontae Dinkins, in here later on, South Potomac Street.
Yes,
207
is
still alive and kicking. You're going to be there soon.
That's right. I'll be there.
All right. And that's an awesome building. He's going to talk about other things he's got going on here in Hagerstown. And hopefully, like we were talking about, the other businesses follow and Hagerstown starts to
need to thrive.
Trying to get a little injection, right?
Yes.
Some life going on downtown along Potomac Street and the rest.
Some growth.
Some growth.
Some
yeah.
character.
Definitely some character at 207. that's true. All right. But so I follow you on Facebook. I follow a lot of things on Facebook now devoted to Hagerstown. I follow this one Facebook page called What's Really Going On in Hagerstown.
Oh, really?
And it's funny, man, because everyone's just on there bitching and moaning. And actually, people are on there bitching and moaning about jobs and what's available and what's not available.
Because
they mentioned that at the over there by the where all the other hotels are by the mall. They're building some more hotels.
Right.
Somebody else is moving in.
Right.
And they're bitching and moaning because, you know, they think that's all that opens up around here for jobs is hotel and the hotel services type of jobs. It's like, well.
Well, sometimes that means you need to change what you're doing.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, if you're in a area that's not as diverse, you have to learn other trades. You have to get in other industries. That's what you
got to
do.
Well, I mean, it's obviously the reason why that opens there and why all the other hotels are there. It's the 70 and the 81 meet. I know a lot of people travel on both of those routes. This is a pit stop for a lot of people going north.
Right.
And so
or going south.
Go. Good for us, right?
Right.
Good for Hagerstown. Quit your bitching.
That's right. Just go, just get you a second job and
something.
Be like a hotel connoisseur in a way.
Connoisseur.
By just
well,
going to
chain hotels.
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
Just go there and be a housekeeper. Or if not, you can also go in there and be a front desk clerk. You know, and you know, it's always about having good quality service.
Mm-hmm.
So you go in there, whatever job you take, you just have to do your best.
Yep.
And be successful in it.
Yeah, to throw that in there. I like that.
Yeah, just be successful.
That's it. Be successful. Go there and do it.
Yes, I mean, I've done jobs where I didn't like. I've worked for the post office.
You really?
Oh, my gosh.
How long did you work for the post office for?
It was just for a summer.
Really?
It was just, while I was going to college, before I went to college. And I'm telling you, I worked. I was sweating and I was unloading trucks and things like that. But, that was a job.
It was
I need
job.
Money.
But it was a summer gig, right?
It was a summer gig, but then I worked at a bowling alley.
Okay.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Uh-huh. So you were and McDonald's.
Wait, at the same time? You had three jobs.
I had three jobs.
Well, what were you thinking? When did you sleep?
I really didn't sleep. I only slept 4 hours out of the day.
So you unloaded trucks.
Unloaded trucks.
You worked the drive-thru.
Worked the drive-thru, yes.
And you were what? What did you do at the bowling alley? You didn't spray shoes, did you?
Ew. No. I was the cook.
Food service.
Cooked up the food.
Man, I know. Nothing
so,
but respect.
You got to do what you got to do to survive, right?
That's what. Apparently you were. Three jobs.
Right. But see, that's what you got. You know, some people look at their.
How old were you when you did that?
I was 20. 21.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's because you were paying for college or what?
No, I wasn't even paying for college. I was just saving the money just so I can have a car, saving money so that I can have money to go to school. Because, I knew my mom And my grandparents couldn't afford all of that, or and I didn't mm-hmm. want to be a burden. And you have to think about it.
I understand that.
You can't go out here thinking that you're entitled to things. You have to go work for it. I mean, I never seen a place where you say, okay, I need $50, so you're just going to give it to me because I'm entitled to it. You got to work for that $50. So
right. That's so, like, you worked for McDonald's? How long?
Oh, I worked for McDonald's for a year.
For a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people still refer to that as the Mick job and this and that. I've been in food service. I've worked in restaurants. A lot of people complain at McDonald's, you know, especially during a lunch rush and that. You know how it is,
oh,
right?
I know.
I never worked there myself, but I've been in food service and restaurants, and I know when there's a
that
rush.
That and when a bus comes.
Yeah, right?
Oh, don't let
how
the
hectic.
Bus come.
The marching band gets off, it's over, right?
Just work through it. That's when you use your team effort to go in. Yeah. You say, hey, we're a team. You get you got the front counter.
Right.
I got the grills. You got
everyone complains about fast food restaurants and this and that. And I say to them, they say it's an easy job. I said, let me see you do it. During a rush.
It's not really easy.
No, it's not. You know, it's service with a smile and all kinds of crap while you're dripping hot grease and
then you
fries
got people complain about, they didn't want this or they want to change that. And, you know, you're trying to do your best to accommodate them, but then guess what?
It is what it
we
is.
We make mistakes sometimes.
What I don't like at fast food restaurants, we all make the complaint how, like, the Big Mac I got doesn't look like what's in the picture. And I can understand during a lunch rush, you know, things are being thrown together back there like, you know, no one's business. But what I don't like is when the place isn't busy. And my burger looks like it came out of a war zone, you know? Two patties sliding off different sides of the buns, lettuce in the box and
that
not on the sandwich.
That means they're not doing quality work.
No.
That means that somebody needs to get
it. That's why people get upset.
Somebody
when
needs
I look
some
behind me, I'm like,
coaching.
There's no one behind me. I'm the only person in here. I got a burger. It looks like it was made by a 2-year-old, you know?
Oh, always when you have people that don't care about that, they say, oh, it's just a job.
Yeah,
you
got to
look
J-O-B.
At it. You can't think of it like that.
I know.
Because you know what?
Step
I've
it up.
Seen a lot of people working at McDonald's became store managers.
The and McDonald's store manager.
McDonald's store manager.
That's how that works. All those restaurants. You got to work your way up. You don't just walk in there as a manager.
Yeah, and you make they're making six-figure incomes to some of those people.
To run those places.
To run the places.
And there's a lot to run those places, whether it's McDonald's or Burger King, whatever,
right.
Jack in the Box, whatever it is.
Oh, I don't discredit it at all.
I don't either. Just from being there
and being immersed in it,
whether it's Taco Bell, KFC, I have sympathy, especially when I go through the drive-thru. I know they're slammed. I know they're busy, you know. I know they make mistakes and whatnot. I mean, I don't like when they make mistakes with my food. I got to pull over, go in.
Right.
And if I do even bother to check it, you know how it goes. But
yeah, but you know what? A job is a job, you know. You got to do your job to the best of
your
ability.
You're in HR. Now you got these idiot kids putting themselves on video on YouTube and Facebook and stuff, doing stupid stuff behind the scenes at restaurants, like taking baths in the sink at KFC and stuff like that and thinking it's funny.
Well, I'm going to give you a red hot alert. We do look at your social media posts. So please, if you're looking
to
get a job.
If you're doing that, everyone's looking at your social media posts.
If you're looking to get a job,
right.
We're going to look at your social media
That's
posts.
A big thing.
That is a big thing in HR.
This kind of segues into something else I'm going to talk about. Because one thing on my Facebook, it's a flaming hot topic forever, but I do not get political on social media.
Stay away from that.
Stay out of it. Yeah. You wouldn't know where I stand on most things because I just like to post jokes and have fun.
Right.
And you know,
I just tell you go out to vote.
If somebody else posts something stupid, and you know, I will go ahead and repost or comment on it. But it wasn't me who started it in the first place.
Right.
But you voted this week.
Yes, I did.
In Pennsylvania. The big thing with you was you said judges and
the judges, and we had a ruling about it's an old Pennsylvania Constitution ruling about property taxes, and you know it passed that we are changing that constitutional ruling.
Constitutionally, how old is this law?
It was very long, very old. Pennsylvania had this on the books. I don't know how many decades back. Yeah, going back. So,
like to the asbestos days, the 30s and 40s, that far back.
I don't think it's that far, but okay. It was pretty far.
Okay.
But it was just they want to do an amendment to it and look at 100% of your property taxes versus the, I think they're looking at half of it. I'm not for sure mistaken, but I can't remember the exact ruling. But I did vote, and I voted for judges because, you know, if you're going to be a judge, and I have a criminal justice degree as well, I just want to make sure that when you're giving due diligence to due process to everybody, I want you to look at not the person's race, color, gender, mm-hmm. or, you know, origin.
Such hot topics right
you
now.
You know, those
Jeez.
Things. I want you to look yeah. at the person and the crime. I want you to look at the crime and the penalty behind the crime. I want everybody to be treated fairly and everything. So that's why I voted, because I want the judges that I put in those positions, and I'm going to hold them accountable. Mm-hmm. Like, I vote for you, but if you're not doing your job,
I can hear you right now.
Doing I'm
going to
come
too.
After you.
Uh-oh.
Hey. I'm always
Judge Wapner. I got a question for you.
I'm always hey. Emailing. And,
Are you really?
And calling.
Yeah, you're yes. on top of it. Huh?
I'm on
you
top
follow
of
the
it.
Politics up in Chambersburg, right? In
I follow them everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You follow the politics down here in Hagerstown and the city council and all the mess they're going
through.
Well,
I don't
go
into the locality things. I just really look at the state levels
oh,
and
you.
Stuff and everything. But when it comes to Pennsylvania, of course, in my area, I'm going to really look at it a little bit.
Well, on a locality issue, even Devontae and I, Devontae said he was emailing the Washington County officials about it, because we recently Amazon posted like 238 different cities around the country who were vying for their second headquarters, right?
Right.
I'm not sure they picked it yet, but we went down the list and we're in Hagerstown. I mean, we are the hub city, right? Hub
right.
show, haha. But
right.
I mean, the 70 and the 81 freeways and what passes through here, this is the corridor to the north, which is why the trains were the hub here.
Right.
And they didn't even throw their name in the hat. Hagerstown wasn't even on the list of people trying to get that here.
Well, you know, a lot of people get afraid of Amazon. I really like Amazon. I really like Jeff Bezos. He's the
do you
the,
my
the
wallet likes
CEO.
It.
Yeah. and what he does. I mean, just look, he bought Whole Foods.
I know.
And got the Amazon Fresh going on.
You admire that from a business perspective,
right? But then I also like it from a I'm an Amazon guru. Like, I like to shop off of Amazon like
right.
no other.
Well, wait. Let me ask you a question. We talked about this on this show once, and in the very beginning, a question. You're female. Right?
Yes.
You like to go shopping for clothes and stuff, right?
Right.
You buy clothes on Amazon? You buy
yes.
clothes online?
Yes.
How, especially females, how come you don't want to go into the store, the physical store, and try on the clothes? What do you do? What do you do when you get the clothes and they don't fit you? You got to put them back in the box, take them to UPS. That's a hassle.
Hey, I don't mind. I'm not a person that likes to go shopping in the shopping mall.
Oh, really?
I don't like
You're not
all
that
of,
kind.
I'm not
oh,
that female.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess
but,
I'm talking to
but
the wrong lady
then. But, you know, I have a sister that is a shopper.
She likes to go to the stores.
She likes Amazon right now.
No, I can understand a lot of things we order off Amazon. I mean, every microphone you're talking into right now is ordered off Amazon. Okay?
Right.
There's equipment, but I have to try it on. And I never can send it back if it was defective.
She doesn't mind it.
But when it comes to, like, trying on, especially shoes.
She doesn't mind. She really, you look at the reviews and to see if it really runs smaller or larger than what it is. And then, and you know, you can email some of the people that bought it before
okay.
and see what they're.
It's all about
awesome.
Reputation
yes,
and online
right.
reviews. Yeah.
And so when you look at that and get those reviews, you're like, okay, I'll go up a
uh-huh.
size or I'll go down a size.
Wow.
And she is a Amazon freak. Like,
well,
like no
shopping,
other.
Like for just for a t-shirt for a guy like me. You know the difference in an XL size t-shirt between Old Navy
yes,
and
yes.
Target and, say, Abercrombie and Fitch for some skinny waif to wear. You know
right.
what I mean? What's going on there? I mean, but see, women must have it worse than
we
that.
Have, we have
but
that
you still
same
think issue. That shopping online is better than...
I love it. I love it. I mean,
because
well,
it arrives at your house and you ain't got to go anywhere.
Right,
I get that.
Anywhere,
you love watching the UPS truck pull up and go, oh, that's me.
Yep, I do. And I think, you know, it's so funny. What's ironic is we have on my street,
mm-hmm.
we have like five people always getting the UPS
oh,
coming and dropping
two.
Amazon. And we're like, oh, man, he's pulling
Dude,
up.
UPS must
going?
Be getting driven into the ground. Them and the post office with...
Yes.
I mean... Especially the Amazon Prime thing, 2-day
oh,
delivery.
And I'm a Prime member.
If you order something the size of your cell phone, it comes in a box. This big, huge brown truck will pull up in front of your house, and the guy will get out and hand it to you.
Yes.
All that gas and stuff just to give you that.
Hey,
it's
we
nuts.
Pay for that Prime membership, so guess what? I mm-hmm. want it when I want
well,
it.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, and that's what they get. They get their gas.
We're so greedy,
man. They get their gas from that.
We're so greedy, man. What the world come to, huh?
We want that microwave filling.
Oh, yeah. Instant gratification,
Instant gratification.
Man.
That's the way of the world. But we
I
really
got stuff
need
arriving today. I'm guilty of it.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
doubt.
Certain
Not clothes,
things.
Though.
Certain
yeah.
things.
I don't
yeah.
buy my underwear online. But anyway.
Well, I hope not.
No. Well, wait, but you can.
But you,
you
can.
You
can. You can.
It's a crazy
so
world.
I love it. I
wait,
love it.
What's your attitude, though, as someone who's in HR? You're all about jobs and finding people who are. The big debate is whether Amazon is the real culprit in the retail die-off in this country. The malls shutting down. The malls are closing. I mean, look at the Hagerstown malls. Sears is gone. Macy's is gone. It's going to be turned into something else, though. It's going to be kind of cool. But across America, these are dead malls.
Well, you have to look at it. A lot of things going to the technology in the world. So I wouldn't fault Amazon because it's just the technology that we have. You know, online is a lot of things. It's easy. You don't have to deal with all
that. I know that.
You know, and that's what it is. And Walmart is got the picture. If you look at it, Walmart
has. They're trying to compete with
they're
Amazon.
They're being competitive.
Yeah.
You
can pick up your order at their store and stuff.
Store,
yeah, yeah.
You know, and you can, you know, you don't have to go into Walmart and deal with those long lines. You know, just think about it. This is the holiday season coming up.
I know.
Who wants to sit in a long line?
Yeah, there are still going to be mobs on Black Friday.
On Black Friday.
People are going to die and get mace in their face.
I don't want to be in there. I did it one time.
I did it twice. Once in Walmart and once in Best Buy. And let me tell you, Best Buy had a down pat. Now, Best Buy is not Walmart with a bunch of different stuff. Best Buy has got its electronics and its niche products. But 2008, I lined up at a Best Buy in Northridge, California, in the Valley at like 1:30 in the morning. I got in this long line just to do the whole Black Friday experience,
right?
But they were cool because the people from Best Buy came out with different sheets and different sheets like a ticket. They asked, what are you here to buy? I said, I'm here to, this is back when the Nintendo Wii first came out. So they gave me my ticket for that. They only had so many tickets for each product. Mm-hmm. And then when you got to the front of the lines, they started letting people in. They weren't letting like five people in at a time. So it was really well controlled. I got in, I had my ticket, I knew what I wanted. I went and got the Nintendo Wii, boom, bada bing, bada boom, I was out.
Right.
The following year, I said, well, let me see what all the madness is about the Walmart Black Friday. And sure enough, like night and day, I would never do that again. 2009, I went to go get a PS3, a PlayStation 3, back when they were hot. All right? Yeah, we're a gaming family. Anyway, so I get in line again, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and this line is already wrapped around the entire shopping center that Walmart's attached to. There's actually somebody out there like selling coffee and stuff.
Wow.
There were vendors selling the people in line, man, right?
No.
But people were buying it. And then I got, finally, they started letting people in, and this line became, they had all those barricades, like the concerts and stuff.
Right.
When you got closer to the store, you didn't realize because you were back here. Now all of a sudden there's a snake of barricades to go through, and then you get in. But
you
there
become
was
a maze
yes,
runner.
But there was no organization like 20 people at a time, 30 people at a time.
No,
nothing. They just let them in.
Yeah,
like
run
this
for
is,
your life.
This is the Walmart in Porter Ranch in the San Fernando Valley in California, where just a couple years ago a lady maced a guy in the face. It made the headline news, you know, in the electronics department. I didn't see that, but I did hear security get called three times when I was in there trying to line up for
but
a PSD.
That's
just nuts,
that's
man.
Why Amazon is worse. You know, why it's number one.
I guess.
I mean, just think about it. They treat their employees really well.
Amazon?
They got a
that's
great company culture.
That's the word.
They always trying to be, you know, innovative
and
creative.
So we're talking about that, but Hagerstown did not fill their name in the hat to be on that list.
Because they all go to West Virginia, down in Martinsburg.
Right. And people here are looking for jobs, looking for that kind of work.
Yeah, and you know that
Amazon
has
headquarters number
with Procter
2.
Procter & Gamble.
Right. And they're right over there.
Yeah. So, you know,
in Martinsburg, right?
They're in Martinsburg. They're in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It just makes sense.
It makes sense.
Home Depot's got their online distribution warehouse here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I think that, you know.
It's not like we don't have the warehouses or the warehouse
Hagerstown
space.
Hagerstown is missing out
is
on
prime.
A great
and Devontae told me he emailed somebody at the city council about it, and they just gave him a wishy-washy answer like, oh, we have other things on our plate.
Okay,
50,000 jobs.
Amazon is not is bring. They will create jobs, but they're not going to take away from the mom and pop shops because you know what?
What mom and pop shops? Look at downtown Hagerstown. That's what we're here talking about. It's a ghost town.
You got your, those places. People going to go. If they have that one-on-one personal connection with that owner and that business, they still going to go there and patronize that that business. I don't see where the worry is. I don't see.
Well, they had better things on their plate. Something like that. That was the response. We got other things on our plate. not 50,000 jobs.
You want to bring jobs.
You want people to come around, you know. Whatever.
But then you have to look at it. Uh-huh. And I'm going to look at give you the downside of that.
The other side of the coin.
Yeah. The other side of the coin is you get these jobs. And I know Amazon has a really unique approach, criteria with their jobs, you right. know, for you to be hired on. But they pay. I know some Amazon jobs start you at $18 an hour. They do sign-on bonuses. They give you PS, PlayStations,
it's
and
Amazon.
Nintendos and things for signing on. They give you cash bonuses for gas and things like that, gas allowances. So if you're willing to travel, they'll do it. Now, the thing about it is, you know, that everybody has their peak season.
It's coming up.
But, you know, just... you have to understand how to work that peak season. I've done that.
I get you.
And then you also have to think about, you know, a lot of people don't want to be in distribution work. You know, they don't want to
get their hands dirty.
But you know what?
It's a good workout.
$18 an hour for a young
for
kid
that?
Or
anybody.
Anybody.
Around here?
Around here is great for someone.
Yeah. And I've been in the warehouses. I used to work at a Walmart distribution. I did some time at the Home Depot online distribution place. Mm-hmm. You know, I did some seasonal work there. It's, you know, it's early hours. It's, you know, funky hours, especially after the Black Friday season. But it's a workout. I'm losing weight. I had to tighten my belt a little bit after about 2 weeks up in that place.
Yeah,
and you get paid.
You're getting paid.
And you're getting paid.
And they got great benefits.
Right.
So, I know.
Hey, they didn't show up.
No.
Well, I'm not going to come here. I'm curious where they opened up headquarters
well,
number
that means
two. That's
that
headquarters, not just the distribution plant. That's
headquarters
they're talking
well,
about.
This is where... That the city, the people in the Hagerstown need to go talk to their city councilman and hold them accountable to ask and say, why are you not going to bring
not
jobs?
Don't even try.
Yes. I would do everything I can to do as a citizen of Hagerstown to bring jobs to my area because you don't want your area to not thrive.
Well, yeah. Well, we don't have the space, anyway.
You got a lot of people that's hurting out here.
Okay. So you follow these guys, Jeff Bezos and stuff. I mean, who doesn't? Their faces are in the news all the time. But, I mean, there's some, you know, some people that poo-poo them and this and that.
Oh, I don't.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Ka-ching, right?
Yeah. You know, they give
money?
It to Sam Walton.
I know, right?
Yeah. Hey, but they got it.
They got it. And they're not going anywhere either.
You need to get on board, too.
Absolutely. All right. Well, speaking of business gurus, we're going to have the Devontae Dinkins in here in a moment to give us the update on what's going on in Hagerstown on South Potomac Street. And so let's bring him in and we'll be right back.
Peace.
Have you ever wanted to speak with an attorney to simply ask questions or determine your rights, but were afraid of the cost? Are you concerned about the recent unprecedented breaches of personal information? Legal Shield and ID Shield give you access to quality law firms and expert identity theft restoration services without the traditional high fees. So give me a call, Eddie Peters, with Legal Shield and ID Shield in Hagerstown, 915-740-7670.
The mayor's back. Devontae Dinkins, man. I'm doing all right. We want to do a little update with you, man. It's only been a couple of weeks, but things are rolling. You're back in Hagerstown.
Yes, sir.
Are you here permanently yet or not yet?
Almost.
A couple steps there. A couple more weeks.
Yes, sir.
You'll be back. All right. And how's it looking? How's 207 looking?
It's pretty good. So we had the open house on October 28th.
Yep.
Got the common area cleaned up. So
really nice. Yeah.
It's looking presentable now.
Yes, it is.
Starting to do a couple showings. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Have you done any showing since?
Yep, and I actually have a showing today.
Hey, you're going to that's why
awesome.
You're here.
Awesome.
That's why you're here. Yep. All right, man.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other news about legit management here in Hagerstown? Anything else brewing besides 207? That's your baby right now, though, huh?
Yeah, right now. A lot of focus on 207.
Fill it up,
so.
Right?
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes,
that's
sir.
Right. You people need an office space. This is the place to do it.
Definitely.
Some funky shaped rooms, man, but it's really a cool place, man.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
A lot of character.
A lot of character. That's the truth. But there's a balcony outside and everything. We were hanging out there. That was fun, man.
Exactly.
It is. I won't say crazy, but it's definitely a different environment.
Exactly.
So, but very nice, man. And we're here to help you push it, as always.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
And so, are we doing anything, any more open houses anytime soon, or?
So right now we're doing open houses every Saturday now. So,
okay.
Working on some events, thinking about doing the Christmas event that Christmas event? We mentioned. Okay. So, right now, just planning some stuff.
Everything's bubbling, huh?
Yeah.
That's all it is. It is 207 South Potomac Street. It's the Elliott Bester House, historical yellow building. You can't miss it.
No, you can't miss it. It's beautiful, though.
It's got its own parking, too. Look at that.
Yeah.
Man, keep you off the street. All right. But I think we got some really nice plans in the works for that. I think 2018. It's going to look good for this side of town.
Yes, sir.
Thanks to you. Absolutely, man. So what else is going on in Hagerstown? You got you're kicking in some doors with the city government or anything? Is anything brewing?
So, I mean, it's
any
a lot
pushback?
Of... No, not a lot of pushback.
Oh, good.
A lot of good stuff going on. I'm not sure if you've seen... I know you showed that Maryland got approved for a lot of the funding for downtown Hagerstown.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's some... Tilt Studios moving to
where the
mall.
Macy's is in the mall, right?
Yeah, so
they followed you, man.
I know.
Is that Cervante? We're gonna go right up there. See, yep. Good plan work.
Yeah,
all right. So that they're developing downtown like by the college,
yep.
University of Maryland,
mm-hmm.
which is a little ways from here. Still,
yep.
it's only 5, 7, 10 minute walk.
Exactly.
Depends on how you work. Mm-hmm. But you're here to work on this side of town, so
exactly.
South Potomac.
Yep.
It's coming up.
Yep.
All right, man. So proud of you, man. We're going to sit here and watch this
I
happen.
Can see the new street lights coming.
That's right, yeah. Signage, everything.
Beautiful sidewalk.
Yep.
Exactly.
And the buildings around 207, there's one across the street with front glass front and everything. It's sitting there looking dilapidated and unused right now, but it's what's going to follow you, Devontae. I mean, people are going to come in and see that, and hopefully somebody moves in there, starts filling up your spaces
exactly.
and turning this place around, man. You know?
Yeah.
For sure.
That's what we want. We want, and I'm going to be at Success Service is going to be there soon.
Yep. I'm hoping the Hub Show make his new home just
Definitely.
Across the street. Yeah.
Just across the street.
That'd be awesome, man. Yep. Have a presence there. And you said you got some other people looking at the office spaces and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to continue to happen, man.
Exactly.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
And I heard you're about to do your property management here in Hagerstown. So
yep.
you're going to be... our next property management guru around here, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
South
sir.
Potomac.
So if you need some property to be managed, you got the legit management to do your property management. He has his own thing.
Yep. He's growing.
Perfect.
Are you staffing up here, or how's it going?
So actually working with a few people, trying to talk to people, see their interest in property management, trying to get a little bit more interest as far as bigger property management companies. So if we want to take on bigger projects, like now that you're seeing like Tilt Studios, stuff
yeah.
like that coming into Hagerstown,
yeah,
it's an opportunity for like large commercial management
mm-hmm.
as well. So, yeah,
you're not looking at a space in the mall, are you? For anything by chance?
To manage right
to
now.
To manage,
right
yeah.
now, yeah. To manage right now. Oh. Eventually, maybe.
Those
yeah.
buildings already exist, and that's a big topic across America. Dead malls, but these buildings already exist.
Exactly.
Some places are taking advantage of. I know a place out in North Carolina is taking advantage of the shopping malls as it became a ghost town, and they turn into more of a senior center.
Mm-hmm.
It gives a place for old folks to walk around
mm-hmm.
in a safe environment. It's covered and, you know, weatherproof, obviously. But, you know, making something of these buildings. But here's the Hagerstown Mall. It's still alive and kicking.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it lost Macy's. I think it's losing Sears.
Sears is gone.
Yep.
Sears is gone now.
Sears
right?
is gone already.
Sears is gone too?
Yes.
I see it. I know and drive around one side of it. So that's what I know. But, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be great if you could do something with Chambersburg Mall.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
We have the ghost town there in Chambersburg.
It's a different state.
But another thing that's interesting is since D.C., construction cost is getting so high. So that's another opportunity for, like, Western Maryland. It's because it's easier to come into these existing buildings and fix them up rather than do ground-up construction because it costs way too much.
Right.
So
like you've done. You fix
exactly.
these places up.
Exactly. So.
And when I spoke to you last about this, we're sitting in – right now we're sitting in 240 South Potomac. It's an office building.
Mm-hmm.
When did you take over this building?
September 2016. So about
a year ago.
Yeah.
And you said – I mean, you mentioned to me it took about 6 months to fill this
to
up.
Fill
when
it
you
up.
Took it on – how many tenants did you have initially?
Just one. One tenant, but it was for the whole top third floor. So
okay.
It was
but
a solid tenant.
In 6 months,
months,
you filled this place up.
Exactly.
And it's still full?
Exactly. Yep. Yes, sir.
There you go.
Oh, yes, it is full. I see the people coming and going.
You wonder who's who around here, man.
Reservations in.
I know. Absolutely. You need a doorman.
I know.
You know? Who are you here to see? You know?
Exactly.
Well, I know that Legit Management is going to be joining me on my Project Advance group, and I got some other people coming on board with you. I have other investors, so maybe that has property. So maybe we can talk about that on a side note, how we can get Legit Management in there. Cause,
just pile it on, man.
Exactly.
Then when you're done, come to Chambersburg. Then the Waynesboro wants you up there.
Yes,
there
mall, yes. And then, so we want to keep you moving and keep you growing. It's about growth. There's a lot of money out here.
Exactly.
And we got to just... capitalize on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so South Potomac Street is a 5-minute walk from the city park. Yep. It's beautiful, all along the Hagerstown Culture Trail. You're a 5-minute walk to the square, center of downtown Hagerstown. And again, I hope the businesses follow you. And this place, I don't use the word cleans up, but I guess it needs to clean up. Mm-hmm. And this South Potomac Street onto Potomac Street going that way starts to follow you, and things start to improve around here for sure.
Yes, sir.
That's the goal, right?
Yes, sir.
Devonte. Mayor Dinkins is back.
That's right.
And when will you be here permanently, man?
Permanently, I would say January 2018, I'll be in Hagerstown full-time.
You'll be in Hagerstown full-time?
Yes, sir.
Just because you're past the holidays, right? Like all of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, man, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for coming in. Good seeing you again. We'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you.
And we'll keep everyone posted about what else is going on as far as events. We're talking about Santa Claus and Christmas. We're talking about some things, especially in 2018.
Exactly.
That's when things are taking off here.
Exactly.
All right. We're going to wrap up the year. And we'll have Devonte back, but thanks for coming back on.
Thank you.
And you go eat that, was it breakfast or lunch you picked up?
No, lunch from actually on South Potomac Street. The Ale House is a new restaurant.
The Ale House?
So go all check that out.
We're plugging you. Look at that. The Ale House, South Potomac Street.
It was smelling good, y'all.
It was, man. And now it's getting cold. Go eat it, man.
All right.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Come on back. Well, Devonte kicking ass and taking names has only just begun with him.
The mayor of
South Potomac Street. That's
yes,
it. This is his block.
That's his block. He's taking
Mayor
over.
Mayor Dinkins. Yeah, a young Mayor Dinkins, too. The cat's only 24 years old.
That's right. He
make
could be
me feel
son.
Stupid, man.
I know. Right? Like, where was my head at? Where was my head at?
24.
Oh, no.
By a building. What are you, high? You know? You couldn't even tell me. You couldn't even begin talking about that.
Oh, I was up to changing diapers.
I was almost doing that. But, yeah. Crazy, man. So you voted for some judges and whatnot?
Yep, voted for some judges. Some of them got there, some of them didn't.
Okay. As far as voting, not to get too deep and personal, are you like me? I don't claim a party. I hate the whole party politics thing.
You're right. I've been a member of all parties.
Have you really?
I have. I just really don't care. I'm just going to vote for who I'm going to vote for.
I'm a registered independent. I find that I'm more libertarian in my views on things. I do wish as a business owners to be less regulated and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I see the need for some things. I see the not need for a lot of things, man. Over-regulation.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be over-regulated. I can guarantee you that, you know, it's not going to help anybody being regulating everything.
Right.
I think what happens is why people want the regulations because the city and the states, they don't do anything.
I mean.
The people, put it like this, the companies don't do anything. Then they, you know, get all messed up.
That's true.
And then the people are looking like, well, who's going to make them do it?
Right.
And then
there's a fine line to be drawn, though.
Then, yeah. You know? Yeah. So just like, you know, with anything, if you don't see people, but people don't do this, they need to go stand up against the companies. They need to stand against whomever and hold these people accountable.
Let me ask you a question. Politically, socially, all that good stuff. What's, you live in Chambersburg. What's the difference between Chambersburg and Hagerstown that you know?
I really don't see a difference. And I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Well, you're from Dallas, Texas?
I am born and raised.
Okay.
Dallas,
Texas. How long have you been in this area?
I've been here since the year 2000.
17 years.
Yes.
I was wondering where that little southern twang came from.
Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, no, 2001. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's been 16 years.
16 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I've been here a while to see. It's no difference to me. I mean, you know,
I don't want to insult
anybody, but it really isn't a difference to me because it's rural. And rural to me is the rural mentality is
it's
the same, basically.
Well, how I say this, man, I laugh about this because when people think of black folks, the word urban comes up a lot. I laugh my ass off at that because I lived in Los Angeles.
Right.
I've been around the world. I've been around this country. I lived in places that definitely are not urban.
Right.
But people say the black folks, even here in Hagerstown, they consider themselves urban. Now,
what makes Hagerstown urban?
It's not that it makes them urban. Like, it's hard to explain.
I talk about why isn't there more black entertainment around Hagerstown, and the word I get is that there's a pushback against the urban stuff. So whatever comes out of New York, D.C., Baltimore is considered urban, which okay. those places are urban.
Yes.
So I get that. But if I told a black friend of mine around here that, you're a country, he gets insulted and upset about it. But I said, but you are. He's from Hagerstown. There's nothing urban about this place. Because you live in a building downtown, you're on the third floor. I mean, that's more city
urban.
Than anything else.
That's
but I mean,
not, no, urban. This area is rural. So
it is rural.
Not,
it's agriculture.
It's not even suburban.
Not even?
No, not even.
I'm not even in the suburbs, huh?
You're not in the suburbs. I grew up in the suburbs.
Well, yeah.
So I know what the suburbs
are. So you're from the suburbs of Dallas.
I'm from the suburbs of
Dallas. Okay.
Yeah. Born in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Parkland Hospital where JFK was sent
history.
When he got shot.
Yeah. I've always meant to go down there, man. I always want to go around the grassy knoll and all that stuff.
Yeah, you got to. But yeah. But this is not suburb. I laughed because I was talking with my husband, and I was saying, you know, I miss the suburbs. I miss the suburban life. He's, you know, sometimes I get really upset because when you live in a suburb, you're not far from a mall.
The city. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm talking about a mall with stories, like more than two or three levels. They have
an ice
rink in there.
What are you talking about, Dallas, Texas, man?
But you have that at Tyson's Corner. You have that. You have those great malls, you know, in the city. You have Anne Arundel County Mall, you know. They're nice malls,
right?
You know.
Is that what Hagerstown needs? Stack them up.
Well, it's just rural. You know what I mean?
All right.
And it's okay.
Fair enough.
You know, you just have to know where you are.
Yeah, I guess.
You
okay.
know, so the suburbs is a little bit different, you
okay.
know. A little more, I call it a little ritzy area. That's why I call it a little bit more ritzy.
More money involved in the
more
place.
More money
yeah.
involved, but, you know, more pricey. But it's just, you're not far from the population.
Listen, there you go.
You know, so when you're rural.
So when you're in Baltimore and D.C., do you consider a place of like, when you get further away from it, and you get to like Germantown, Bethesda, those are more suburban.
Those are suburban.
Right.
Those okay. are suburban.
Frederick? Which
Frederick?
Is Frederick still
borderline?
They're trying to be urban.
They're trying to be suburban.
It's suburban, sorry.
They're trying to be suburban, but they still
You think
rural,
it's still rural?
A little bit,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's really that okay. suburban feel.
I gotcha.
You know.
And then the further away you get, Boonesboro and the rest,
oh,
we are country folk.
Rural.
I think it's funny how we're right below the north and south border. The Mason-Dixon line, Maryland and Pennsylvania, we're literally 10 minutes away from that border. And yet, people still have the southern twang right here.
Oh,
even
yes, that's me.
Well, you're from Dallas, Texas. You can claim it. Yeah. But people around here, they drink water, you know. And
Well, it was I tell you, I was at a culture shock when I got here.
Were you?
I really was.
Really?
It, you know, the military brought me up here.
Okay.
And so I moved originally to Greencastle, Pennsylvania. I would have never found that place with throwing a dart on
Not
the map.
Not even on Google Maps,
Not
right.
even on
I know.
Google Maps, you know. So when I moved here, it was, you know, I stayed in a farmhouse.
Did you really?
I did. And the cows was there to greet me every morning.
Really?
And
rural.
It's very rural.
Did you milk them, too?
Well,
you weren't involved in any of that, were you?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, I've done that in Texas, but that's going
on a field
to
trip or
rural
something.
Texas where my
well,
family
yeah,
was
there's
farming.
Lots of that in Texas.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
my family was farming. You know, you had pig farms. And
so your family? You have farmers in the family?
Yeah, I had farmers in the family.
But you're from the suburbs.
Well, I'm from the suburbs. Because
so
my
whoever
mom
and your mom got away from that.
No, my mom doesn't believe in that.
The hell
is
that?
My mom is a city girl. She
yeah.
just, no, that's not what she's going to do.
You miss
but
Dallas?
I do miss Dallas.
How often are you going back?
I go back every year.
Really?
Almost every year.
You ever want to go back there permanently? You're pretty set.
I do want to go back to move home. You know, it's always like that no place like home feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, it's just the things, the food.
Really?
Oh, my God, the food from Texas. Like the barbecue. Like, I don't. Mission's barbecue and Dickie's barbecue.
They can't
this is
touch
not
Texas
barbecue.
Or Kansas barbecue or Oklahoma barbecue.
Yeah,
no,
this is
I get
not
it.
Real
I've had
barbecue.
Food out there. That's good stuff. Nashville, great barbecue down
then
there.
The fish.
Yeah.
Oh, the
maybe that's what
places.
We need here on South Potomac Street. You need
yeah.
to put a. You need to open a
you
Texas
know,
bar. Well, the, they have a Texas Roadhouse here. It's a chain. Not the same.
That's
man.
Not the same. That's not the same. And
bunch
we have
of
the
peanut
Tex-Mex
shells on the
food.
Floor.
Oh my gosh.
Tex-Mex is a whole different animal.
That's a whole
I know.
Different animal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So you know, you miss that because you have those different.
Mm-hmm.
That's what make it
the variety.
Urban. And suburban.
And variety.
So you have the variety, the
I
diversity
gotcha.
In your foods.
That's true.
You don't have diversity in your foods really here.
No?
No.
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 It's chain, right?
You get a lot of chain things. Yeah. You have some mom and pop shops, but a lot of them are the same. Right. Some are different.
Other than that, you're either going to Texas Roadhouse, yes. Longhorn Steakhouse. Chili's is here now. Hey, that was a big... No. People were partying up over Chili's opening man. We're like, wow.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, you got
somebody opens a restaurant downtown Hagerstown. There's like four likes on Facebook. They opened Chili's up and they got bombarded with thousands of likes.
Yeah. No, not my
favorite. Come on, Hagerstown. You're not helping yourself.
Yeah. So, you know, when people, they just have, it's just a mindset. You know, people want to be urban. But if you go to an urban area, if you ever go, urban.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, you know,
no matter who you are.
Yeah, no matter who you are.
Black or white, right.
Yeah, I went to Chicago and was like, whoo.
That's nuts, right?
No, I'm not going back there. The west side of Chicago, you won't catch me.
Won't catch you, huh?
No.
All right, well, hey, I'm going to wrap this up. Shay Lewis, Monkia, she's here with me. Hopefully she'll be back with me. We can continue this on. We got some guests lined up.
Okay.
I got the Game Room Garage. I'll be interviewing them next week. All the old school
arcade. Miss Pac-Man.
Yes, all the pole position. That's the coin-op warehouse on the dual highway. I'm going to be in there interviewing Ben next week. We'll get that recorded, talking about it's like American Pickers on crack in there, but everything is nice and organized.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
The stand-up arcade game is a real deal. The pinball machines. Slot machines in there, too, man.
The young kids don't know anything. Like my 21-year-old said, the youngins.
The youngins. Which is him.
Which is him, right. Which is
him.
They don't know anything about that.
All right. Hey, we're going to be back. We'll be back soon with another podcast coming up. We got Big Chuck, the landlord, coming on soon. He'll be here to talk it up. His big event on Black Friday. November 24th right here in Hagerstown. He's got the Comedy Jam at the Grand Piano Ballroom.
I already know about it. I'm coming to it.
Yep. So he'll be here talking that up next week as well. I got lots of interviews lined up. More people from the Natural Solutions Group coming. Meditation is going to be discussed. All kinds of interesting natural medicines and different ways of doing things besides popping pills from the pharmacy. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Right. Most definitely.
Yeah, right. For sure. I want to give props. I haven't done that yet, but I want to give big props to the Big Okie Doom for the music out of Oklahoma City. They're going to be bringing Flagship Vapor, talking about the vaping industry on here as well. We're going to have on here soon. Hank Ten Hoop from Triple T Entertainment for the outro music. Big Hank, want to thank you very much.
Thank you, Hank.
And lastly, I got to give big props to the connector, Mr. Rod Irish. Mr. Irish from the Chamber, the Washington County Chamber. He's been a big help in making all this happen here on the Hub Show. So until next time, for myself and Shay, we're saying see you.
You've been listening to The Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heisch. Join us on our next podcast coming soon.